lessons from that game you think this team can carry into Sunday?
Besides the obvious things, I mean, with the weather, we're going to have to be prepared to be perfect. This is a tough team we're going to play. They're 15-1. I think they're 8-0 at home. So, to be the best, everyone's been saying you got to beat the best, and we're going to have to play a perfect game to beat them.
What would it mean to have a chance to do it again for you personally?
Well, I know I've done it before, so obviously that helps. But, it would mean that we're advancing. And for us, that's the biggest thing right now is to moving on to the next round, and that's kind of been our mantra. Well, I haven't watched it in a while, but apparently it was on a lot this week, and I got a lot of texts and phone calls from people. But it's obviously a special moment in my career for what I did. But, it's time to move on from that. You know, we went up there last year and got our butts kicked. So it's been 4 years. It's a great moment. It's a great memory. But we got a new task at hand this weekend. Yeah, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I mean, if you miss three kicks in the fourth quarter of a championship game, I mean, I would assume that I probably wouldn't be here. I was on a one-year deal at the time anyway. So, I've done a great job since then. You know, I've had a nice career here. But obviously you do kind of think, you know, what if I didn't make that kick?
Yeah, probably 1,000 lives that would affect.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it was a big kick. There's no question.
Lawrence, do you think you'd ever have trouble talking your coach into allowing you to take a kick that you wanted to again?
No. Do I think I have trouble? No, I mean, that decision I made was based on actually a miss that I had earlier in the fourth quarter. So I knew I could get the ball there. It was just a matter of straightening it out a little bit. And I felt good about it, and obviously we went out there and we made it, so the rest is history.
Lawrence, most people, they would have had a lot of doubt swirling through their head going into that last kick. I mean, how were you able to block that out? It seems like a very difficult thing to do.
I don't really have an answer. It's something that I've learned to do. When you play this position, you got to have a short memory. And I just think that, make or miss, you got to throw it away. So, I had made two earlier in the game. The conditions were miserable. But, everything has to be perfect when you're playing in those kind of conditions. And the last snap was great. The hold was great. The protection was good. And, we made the kick. So, maybe my father, my mom, how they raised me, I don't know. I mean, it's just something I've been able to do.
What are your emotions as you're running off the field? I mean, that's a feeling again.
Oof, a lot. I mean, sometimes you just want to cry because you're so happy. But a lot. I thought about family, my wife, my kids. It was a special time, there's no question.
Did you do anything visualization or any mental exercises going out there, running out on the field after the miss?
No. I mean, I just kind of go through my routine. It's gotten me this far, and if you stay with your routine, it's going to take care of you. So,
does anything about your approach change when you know you're going to be kicking in those conditions, when you know you're going to be kicking a brick?
I'm trying to go out here, but it's not real cold today. So, I'll be out there a little early on Sunday, just preparing. But the ball does come off your foot differently. It's just something as a professional player you have to adjust to.
Do you know that you're going to step away from it really hurting?
I'm sorry?
Do you know that you're going to step away from that kick really feeling it?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the game, I assume that there'll be some discoloration on my foot. So, but I don't ever think about that till the end of the games.
Weather for Green Bay during the week? Do you care?
I'll look Friday. Friday's probably a little more accurate than it is today.
Is there any way to quantify, like, every 10 degrees will cut your distance by 3 yards or anything like that?
If I can make a 47-yarder when it's minus 25, then we'll be all right.
What was it? Out of 10 tries, how many times do you hit that one, do you think?
10? No, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say 10. Probably 7. It's probably 70% kick, I would think.
Tom yesterday talked about you running out in the field before he even called for you. What inspired you to do that?
I mean, I had to make amends for two pretty poor kicks, in the fourth quarter. So, the the fact that I wanted to keep my job. I mean, the fact that I wanted to continue playing in this league. I mean, all those things were like, all right, I mean, I got to go out there and make this kick. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually had it drained on Tuesday after the game. So I have real bony feet, not a whole lot of, you know, fat. So I just, you know, I assume my foot's going to be black again. Anytime it gets below freezing, I have a certain area of my foot that really gets swollen. So we'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend.
What's the sensation of your foot meeting the ball in those conditions?
You don't feel it. Yeah, you don't ever really feel it until after the game. I mean, there's so much adrenaline going, and I don't ever feel pain until usually after the game.